Well, the question of how to de-radicalise a young person with extremist views is one of many that countries face, including Australia. In New South Wales alone, there are 5 young males in juvenile detention for terror-related offences. For many years, Peter Lowe worked with New South Wales Youth Justice as Director of Countering Violent Extremism. She's speaking here with Damien Carrick.
So in Youth Justice in New South Wales, they run a dispersal model, which means that those young people are not housed with other terrorism-related offenders. They're housed in general population. So with other young people who have offended, there are varying models and representations of the kind of housing approaches, both in Australia and globally. Generally, they're either dispersal, where they're dispersed among the general population, they're containment, where they're all kind of housed together, or there's sort of a hybrid model where they'll contain some who tend to pose the most risk, and then they'll disperse others who tend to be more receptive to disengagement.
So here we have, or in New South Wales, we have a dispersal model, and presumably that's so offenders won't have their worldview reinforced by others who hold similar views. The idea is that you kind of dilute the worldview that they have.
Yeah, it's about exposure to other kinds of thinking, other people's beliefs, building an acceptance that people are entitled to different beliefs. It's also about, for some people who have formed really strong beliefs and see the world in black and white, exposing them to areas of grey. Once you form an opinion about something, it's often very difficult to move from that belief until you are exposed to a different belief that doesn't reinforce that. So some of the young people that I worked with in Youth Justice have sort of said it was the first time that they'd ever been placed in a unit with, you know, they'd ever had to really interact with people who had widely dispersed views to theirs. And then they got to understand that even though that individual might have a different belief or a different view, they still liked them. They were still a nice person. So it's breaking down that very rigid us and them, that my beliefs are right and yours are wrong, and that you therefore don't understand the world because you don't hold my belief. And I think they get to build a acceptance and a tolerance to a different set of views and opinions that, while might be different to theirs, don't necessarily have to conflict with them. So certainly what we've heard from the young people that we've been working with so far is that's been a very good approach, because it has actually forced them to be exposed to other people's views and beliefs. It's also challenging that notion that you're either with us or against us.
How do you know if you've been successful or unsuccessful in that engagement and in that shifting the worldview, shifting the mindset?
Look, that's a very good question, which worldwide people are grappling with understanding how do we define success in this space. Internationally, the work is, you know, so varied that it's very difficult to get a really good, robust data set about what is actually working and then how do we know that it's worked. For me, in my experience, it's about understanding that young person's journey to where they got to be, and then working with them in a really non-judgmental way. So I'm not judging how you got to be where you are, but what I want to understand is, how do we undo that? How do we come back from some of that? And in my experience, particularly with young people who are developmentally a little bit more immature than adults and definitely more fluid in their views and ability to kind of take on new information and integrate it, they are very honest about when they've made some concrete decisions about things that maybe they didn't have enough information to make a decision about. So for me, it's about working with them to try and understand where they're at and behaviour. So their behaviour tells us a lot as well. It's very tricky in a youth justice facility to hide your behaviour because you're observed 24/7. So there are staff watching, you know, everything that you do and listening to all of your conversations. So it's a really rich environment for trying to measure whether or not someone's behaviour has changed.
That's Peter Lowe, who until very recently worked with the New South Wales Youth Justice as director in charge of the Countering Violent Extremism unit. You can hear more on countering extremism, be it Islamist or white supremacist, on the Law Report this afternoon at 5:30.